The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Here with you. Let me see what the date is. Oh, my goodness. We're already halfway through almost September. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Yeah. 13th of September, 2017. We're waiting for a call from the, well, actually it's from the UK. PJ Barton will be calling in here in a minute. Very interesting. Nigel Farage just told the president of the EU, you've learned nothing. While we're waiting for PJ here, he originally sent me this, by the way. This is what Nigel Farage is telling the European Union.
First up, deep.
Yeah. Farage.
Mr. Juncker, that was the most open, honest, and truly worrying speech I've heard in my long years in this place. The message is very clear. Brexit has happened, full steam ahead. So new plans. There's to be one powerful president for the whole of the European Union. A finance minister with fresh powers to, as you say yourself, intervene as and when he sees necessary. A stronger European army in a militarized European Union with a stronger and perhaps more aggressive foreign policy too, and more Europe in every single direction, and all of it to be done without the consent of the people. Your plan to fight the next European elections with cross-European, pan-European lists funded by the European Union, but not, as you said, to fund extremists, means what we will find is genuine democratic parties of opposition will not be able to compete in elections on the same playing field. It is reminiscent of regimes of old. Indeed, the way you're treating Hungary and Poland already must remind them of living under the Soviet communists when you attempt to tell them how they should run their own countries. All I can say is thank God we're leaving. But you've learnt nothing from Brexit. If you'd given Cameron concessions, particularly on immigration, the Brexit vote, I have to admit, would never, ever have happened. And yet, the lesson you take is you're going to centralise, you're going to move on to this new, I think very worrying, undemocratic union. And you're deluding yourself, Mr. Verhofstadt, if you think that the populist wave, as you define it, is over. If these plans of Mr. Juncker's come to fruition, far from the populist wave being over, I doubt it's even begun. Little secret.
So you don't like what we've done, so the EU's changing the rules. PJ Barton, how are you doing, sir?
Good. I'm shocked.
Well, why? Why I already did play it while I was waiting for you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I just did.
It's a 2.5 minute piece, but no, the
Hey, PJ, I don't know. Is it a different time zone over there right now? Because it's 5 minutes after, and I just played that 2.5 minute piece.
Oh, I just pulled on streamer. Maybe I'm 2 minutes. I'm off stream. I'm on the landline now.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I just take it a personal affront when you tell me, no, I didn't, and I just did. I'm one of these stiff-necked American people that just, we just cause trouble just for the sake of causing trouble.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm naturally bad-tempered, and et cetera, and I am a terrible mouth, but I've not yet once sworn on RBN, thank God for that, but I've never had belligerent people on. But I come to the EU now, but I had two very good people on. I sent you emails on Alana Freeland. Oh, boy, she's knowledgeable about ionizing the atmosphere, and Jim Lee. But I'll talk to you about them another time. They're very good people. Made my program look like something for once. But, the European Union Brexit negotiations are absolutely catastrophic. We have a situation where a very affable guy, extremely affable guy, David Davis, is the Brexit secretary doing negotiation. Boris Johnson, equally affable, is the foreign secretary. And they're kind of giving out different versions every day of what they're doing, and they shouldn't be running a commentary on it. They said they wouldn't in the beginning. And also, they are also candidates for Theresa May's job, you see. So, politicians being what they are, and they're smiling at her very nicely, but they'd actually knife her in the back tomorrow. But they do not want a leadership tussle now. They don't. But The key person, I'll run through a little bit of a thing here and then I'll stop. The key person they are not using is somebody I know well and who used to work with Nigel Farage, and that's disgraceful. They had a falling out. I blame Farage for that, and I'll say that very publicly to him. Richard North is the world expert on the European Union. He worked as a researcher inside it. He worked for UKIP as their researcher, and they had a falling out, etc. But he writes a commentary called The EU Referendum. There every day with Christopher Booker of the Telegraph, and it's crystal clear, and he has a solution called Flexit. I won't go into it now. Flexit, it's very good. It takes 20 minutes, but it's very, very good. It's as clear-cut as the documentary. Remember the documentary you saw, Brexit, the movie, and also the documentary that Katia Adler did, which you saw. You were very ill at the time, actually, but it's worth seeing it again on YouTube. It's called After Brexit, the Battle for Europe. And considering the Eastern European bloc is now getting together under Viktor Orban of Hungary, with Poland, with Czechoslovakia, and the Czech Republic, who may leave. These Bolsheviks we're dealing with, and they are Bolsheviks. Like Juncker is a Luxembourger, and today he was shooting his mouth off about an EU army and a central minister for finance. And Farage said, like, you've learned nothing. Which is the truth.
And it's fascinating to me because they're shoving this. In Germany, Merkel was getting rotten tomatoes thrown at her. You know, the people in Germany have seen what this mass migration, for whatever pretended reason, has done to Germany. The people in France are not, even though they're not, they don't ever report this, PJ, on American news. They will not show you what is going on in France. They will not show you what's going on in Germany. It is as if it does not exist.
Well, I'll tell you something shocking. Neither does the BBC. They have these posturing prima donna, the European correspondents, and all they do is show the cars pulling off the latest meeting, blah, blah, but the background stuff is never explained. Not in 40 years, but we still voted to leave, thank God for that.
Well, I'm just rather fascinated here. So Juncker is getting all blustery. He doesn't seem to believe that this is actually going to happen, that England is actually going to leave. You texted me a couple of days ago, and you were telling me about the UK House of Commons voted to repeal the EU Communities Act of 1973 to remove all European law and to convert same to British law. Now, this is a milestone. They were working on this, evidently, laying the groundwork back in 1973. I don't know who agreed to this, to take on even before the European Union was really created.
It was right to do at the time. It was a pretty heavy-duty piece of bill at the time, but none of us were paying attention. At the time, I lived through it, I'm old enough to remember. The key thing is, we were damned with duties on everything. Like a department store like Selfridges London would have 50 people working in a customs department paying all the duties and goods. So we wanted to get rid of that, and we went in for economic reasons, which was right, but it became a monster, something else that you know and I know. Et cetera, et cetera. Like all these trade agreements that destroyed jobs in America. The same scenario.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to me. I don't know, have they heard over there, has the BBC heard that the Syrian war is almost over?
Oh, no, the lies told by the embedded correspondents, the BBC, it makes my blood boil. They are straight out of the State Department press releases. That's what the BBC and Associated Press. I read out on my phone one day, Associated Press Journalist, who stated what they are. He said, we're absolute whore pimps of news. We change the news, we do it, we write to order. This is Associated Press admitting this. And the BBC quoting them. Like, the BBC's arm around the world, they have massive resources right across the world, correspondents. They have the full resources of the ABC in America. They can use their crews anywhere in America at any time. They don't need to be sending people out on first-class flights out of London to cover Mickey Mouse events. But this is what goes on, you know. They get 2.5 billion on the counter cash every year. Now go run a TV station. How about that?
Well, I'm still fascinated by the fact that people have to pay a tax over in England to even watch TV. We don't get the real news over here, at least broadcast and mainstream, about anything to do with England or Ireland or, you know. We just don't. And it's rather fascinating, the deplorable state that this once free country, or pretty free country, the state that it's in right now. PJ, I am just astounded. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So much cover-up. And now they're starting the exercise of how they're going to wipe people off of internet, whatever privately owned service you may use, whether it be YouTube or, it's probably Craigslist by now. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. You want to...
Under the heading of fake news, which is a direct lie, an absolute, absolute goddamn lie of bigotry and censorship of the worst kind.
Billy Bob just said that word you can't say. You did swear.
What was I saying? Remind me. I have a short-term memory loss.
GD. Billy Bob can't say those words on this network. You asked me to bring up a map.
For yourself, obviously, but the map of Ireland on the left, Britain beside it, and then to the 1, 2, 3 across the page, like you're reading left to right. But the one of the major complications of this negotiation is Ireland, you see. The Republic of Ireland is an independent sovereign state, and Northern Ireland is still part of Britain. But there is a peace agreement there over it, as of 1997. But there's a seamless, invisible border between North and South, but it's very real at the same time. But Britain leaving the EU, where both were in the EU, creates a shocking problem. And Britain and Ireland had the Southern Irish government and the Northern Irish Assembly, and Britain have a very good cohesive relationship now for 20 years. Very cohesive. But this, they both want the same thing. All three. Now, this is, bear with me on this. London, Belfast, Dublin want the same thing. They want a seamless border arranged by the European Union. Well, the European Union are spoilers on this, and the Irish government and the British do not want any more hard borders for trade reasons, etc. Northern Ireland has the sterling, Southern Ireland has the euro. They're already handling two currencies quite easily. But it's a big complicating factor. I won't plow into it unless you ask me to questions. You know, it's quite complex, but... The European Union has threatened Britain, said, "Don't. We'll make maybe special arrangements for Ireland, but don't use it as a border agreement in the agreement." Right? And every truck in Britain that goes to Europe has to cross into France, you know, in the tunnel or by car ferry, and they can cause us a lot of grief here. They really can. But
they don't want to seem to leave go. Okay, the trap has been sprung, the rat has been caught. There is supposed to be an exit by Britain, and is that proceeding or is it not?
Oh, it's proceeding, but both the EU, especially, who are Juncker, who is an alcoholic and he has brandy for his breakfast, and he's a Luxembourger, who created the biggest tax haven in Europe, he was the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, which is about the size of the bloody Vatican, you know, the joke country. He is we're dealing with globalists versus sovereign people, basically. That you could say that's a very relevant parallel here, for like the Patriot Movement in America, Trump versus this other disgusting group. It's very similar. It's very, very similar. But if Trump goes out of office before his term, two terms, I tell you, the European Union will run riot. But I think they're going to be shot in the back by the Eastern Europeans who are getting together. I think they will leave and make an alliance with Russia within 10 years. That's my own opinion.
You know, and going back to what I said here, and again, this has not been talked about, obviously, in the BBC or on any American news outlet, is that the war in Syria is grinding to a halt. If it would not have been for the Russians coming in, at the invitation, mind you, I don't ever remember the invitation being extended to the United States to come into Syria to cause mayhem and death. They showed up uninvited. The Russians were invited. They were, in fact, they targeted that which they had called ISIS, which was a creation between basically the United States intelligence agencies, probably with some help by your guys as MI6 over there, and most assuredly from Israeli intelligence. Well, they weren't going anywhere. They issued ultimatums to the United States government and said, look, you know, if you continue bombing the hospitals and the schools and the infrastructure, we will shoot you down. They told Netanyahu this very same thing a couple of weeks ago. And it's ironic now that we're seeing almost the end of the Syrian conflict, with not even a whimper from the American media. Now, the reason I bring that up and repeated it twice is because in Europe, in Germany, in France, in England, all over, the excuse was to bring in these supposed refugees, all being males. I don't see any females, and I sure as hell don't see any children. But these fine people are escaping the war in the Middle East, and it's just not Syria. Give it a name, give it a country. Don't care what it is or what color the skin is. That, these are being dispersed around the world through a UN program, and apparently the major reason why they've been doing this is going to up and disappear. I can remember Donald Trump saying during the election process that we need to create safe zones in Syria. Well, apparently the Assad government and the Russian government is going to make all of Syria safe. So there is no reason whatsoever why all of these so-called immigrants should not return, correct?
Correct. And the biggest sale of life jackets, you know, you see these boats, grossly overloaded boats, going with brand new life jackets on them, which these people, traffickers, use. The manufacturer of them has quadrupled, and it's going solely to that source. Right.
Sounds like an American Red Cross operation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. They've been involved in gun running in every aspect of everything over the years. But it's sick. But they'll do something else. Well, the entire population of North Africa wants to come to Europe as well, by the way, and that's a large percentage. Here, I'll give you a figure, and I'll drop you off the chair. I know you and I are the most unshockable people in the world, considering what we've been dealing with for 20 odd years. I'm reading notes as well here. I'll come back to it in a second. If it's not the Syrian conflict, it'll be something. Oh, here's the figure. The Italian Navy has 600 ships fighting this deluge of people coming ashore in the Italian coastline. And the Italian coastline is pretty much like the British coastline. And the British have how many ships? Well, not that we have the same deluge. The British have three. Three.
Wow.
So Theresa May, woman, she is a spooky, spooky woman. The problem in Britain is the refugee problem, but also the drug problem just flowing in here from the same kind of source. But it's insane at every level.
All right.
Quite a few more reasonable points I'll make after that.
PJ, hang on one second. We got a break here. Give me a chance to go grab a cup of coffee. PJ Burden, he happens to be on this network, folks. We'll talk more about that. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All righty, we're back talking with PJ Barton. PJ, when's your show on? Saturday nights? What time?
Oh, yes. Late night, Saturday night, 9 to midnight, Central Time, Saturday night, The Barton Report.
All right.
And I try to have interesting people on. I've got people listening to me. But we'll come out of the holiday period now, which is great. A lot of people are chasing around holidays, so it's easier to slightly organize people now.
I'm sorry, what did I miss something? What holiday?
I haven't had a holiday in 27 years, pal. But people are chasing holiday.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to say...
I'm not joking.
No, I haven't.
I don't go on holidays.
No, I don't either. That doesn't that take money to do? Any place worth going someplace you can't get to on
delays. So much delays and downtime, and I've had a curse on many in my life, although I can't complain as such. Downtime, you know, delays, suspended animation, I get delays and things. It's plagued me all my life, as well as being in debt, you know. But I'm out of debt now, but it's hard to get the river flowing towards you. I don't have to tell you, I won't go into that. The river is always flowing away from me, paying out and paying out and paying out.
I don't know. Cost of living, I'm astounded what you guys are paying over there for anything.
Try petrol for one hour. Try gas. Ask me the price of gas here, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, what's the price of gas?
£5.25 a gallon.
And what does that translate to?
I'll just convert that to dollars. Hmm?
Well, what does that translate into, say, the U.S. dollar?
$1.25. That's $6.56 a gallon.
Wow.
Although the gallon's a bigger gallon. It's about, it always was high. It doesn't matter the world price of oil. 80% of the price is government tax. And that's a shocking price. Well, I have a diesel car now that does it, a sports diesel that does 50 to the gallon. The previous one was doing 31. And it failed emissions, and it screwed me at a very crucial time, but I still have it for sale. But it's basically a scrap value. But it's a good car. It's worth £500-600-700, the old car. But it's when you fail emissions and you're MOT, you're screwed, et cetera. And I've been talking to Vincent Finelli, but he knows the tricks of getting a car through emissions, et cetera. But the European Union, it is quite complex negotiations. Even if they were positive towards us, it's, you have to dismantle five treaties, 20,000 laws that affect everything, and a customs agreement, a trade agreement, an immigration agreement, and a legal courts agreement has to be agreed as well. It's quite complex, you know. Yeah. With goodwill, it is complex, but with a spoilers mentality like Juncker and these people, it's extremely difficult.
Well, I mean, and obviously, I mean, Nigel Farage said it, you know, the message is clear here. You know exactly what's going on, and they're trying to change the rules as we go along. And the former, as he said, the former communist bloc that was under communist rule, these people want self-determination. They want their autonomy. And evidently, yep, this Juncker character is not getting it. I mean, if he can stay sober long enough, maybe he might hear.
Well, the great thing is with Farage, he's a terrific speaker. And he's only allowed to speak for 3, 4, 5 minutes, but he's the leader of the group there. And he's up on the front desk because he's been there for 20 years in seniority. And you ask, do a poll across Europe, any country, name your MEP. 90% couldn't name any of them. He and Juncker are the only two names that appear in Europe when they do talk about it. But he left the living beaches, as I said, Juncker, when he started. And he was quite mild-mannered today, but he's going to start laying into it. And he's touring Europe as it is. He's going around these countries, Hungary. He was speaking with Frau Petri last week in Germany, Alternative for Germany. And they gave him the floor for for an hour, actually, at their conference.
Hmm.
And that's on YouTube. But Volker Petri, that's the... I think they'll do okay, but they won't do great. But Germany, I have to say, so you're of German descent. You've been in Germany. Germany, I have the greatest respect for German engineering. I work for Volkswagen, you work for GM, and I'm trained in all their systems, parts, service, and warranty. And I have great respect for their long-term thinking and everything, but politically, Germany is gone. It's gone as a country. It's absolutely gone, like Sweden is. And I'm shocked, I really am.
Well... Oh, gosh. Well, PJ, I appreciate you popping up and giving us an update here. I mean, I said in my text back to you, I have a hell of a time trying to run after the scallywags over here, trying to find out what they're doing within our own government.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, and then I appreciate Nigel Farage with his ability for, it wouldn't even have taken him 4 minutes to say what he had to say. But he's been the one clear voice cutting through the communist crap over there. And I don't know about you, PJ, but I can't look at this as being anything else as they're putting together the new communist bloc.
Oh, that's right. And by Farage, I'm lining him up for your program, but he's traveling the world every week. And soon to nail him down for your program, okay?
And I would dearly love to have him on. PJ, thanks for the report, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Ralph.
Okay,
to you soon.
Thank you. He's on from 9 to midnight Central Time, folks, on Saturday evening. Tune in to find out what's going on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Just like Junkers over there. What a good name, Junker. The way I read it, it looks like Junker to me. When they don't like it, they just simply change the rules. Well, here's one that'll grab you. Now, you know that the climate change people, they're getting really desperate out there. You know, I mean, these hurricanes, that was climate change. You will hear that the ice caps are melting, but then you will hear, no, there's more ice up there than we've seen in a lot of years. All these conflicting reports. And I'll tell you what the key to this is, what they're attempting to do before we wade through all of their claptrap here, is they're desperately to do lawsuit to legitimize the global climate change, period. Okay? So they will have standing for future lawsuits. And it's being handled very badly. A first-year law student could do better than what these characters are doing. And we're talking people that are million-dollar babies, folks. See, your ability to do something is not necessarily consummate with what you're being paid. Except you and I in the private sector, we get screwed every day. A federal judge in Boston dealt a major blow yesterday to the environmental activist group seeking to sue, and I would try to get through this without comment, sue fossil fuel companies for supposedly ignoring the risk of climate change. The Conservation, and I love the name here, the Conservation Law Foundation. This is a law foundation by a bunch of seedy attorneys that are paid way too much money. Conservation Law Foundation had sued ExxonMobil for allegedly failing to sufficiently prepare a facility in Everett, Massachusetts for the effects of climate change, including sea level rise and more frequent and severe storms. Now, the CLF is yet another Rockefeller bankrolled organization that's closely tied with the hashtag ExxonNew campaign. ExxonNew, K-N-E-W. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf allowed ExxonMobil's motion to dismiss to proceed, in part. Wolf repeatedly suggested that the CLF was unnecessarily injecting climate change into its complaint. Now, to the detriment of the group's own argument, now, as Wolf saw it, the case is about whether ExxonMobil has violated the terms of its permit from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and thus ordered the CLF to refile its complaint with the references to climate change removed. Now, the judge made it clear in that order that the CLF's claims to stand, and that's your standing in court. What's this lawsuit about? Which is very, very, very important. The organization needed to show that ExxonMobil had either caused harm to the plaintiffs or that harm was imminent. The CLF complaint was filed with references to the projected effects of climate change by 2050 and 2100. I guess they got a magic crystal ball, which the judge said didn't qualify as imminent. He suggested if the plaintiffs were concerned about the effects of climate change on the facility in 2015, they should refile their case in 2045. Now, sensing, this is almost comically funny, sensing that the judge wasn't going to let them sue ExxonMobil based on climate change, the CLF lawyers shifted gears early on in the hearing and scrambled to portray their case in a way that didn't rest on climate change and was instead about supposed violations of an EPA permit. Now, let's stop and consider what the standing here is. So they can't claim the climate change, so they shifted gears, and now here's the CLF trying to sue ExxonMobil on the basis of what? On the basis of just about, oh, they violated the permit rule. Well, shouldn't that be the business then of the EPA, and shouldn't they file a complaint with the EPA and let the EPA handle any violations? Oh, no, 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 no. We're a bunch of hungry, scurrilous lawyers that are overpaid, and we're going to get our cash somehow. That's basically the way it is. Now, this instead, as I said about the supposed violations in an EPA permit, this change in tactics made it clear that the CLF, as is always the case with hashtag ExxonNew coalitions, isn't suing ExxonMobil because of climate change. Instead, the CLF and others are suing ExxonMobil because it's ExxonMobil. They will say and do whatever it takes to notch a win against the industry. Now, the same could be said of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who has changed the focus of his own ExxonMobil investigation at least three times, shifting from what ExxonMobil knew about climate change to what it predicted to what it has supposedly failed to predict. Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. Now, Schneiderman, CLF, and the rest of the hashtag ExxonNew campaigners are all working backward from their assumption that ExxonMobil must be guilty of something. They have the verdict. Now they just need the evidence. They have their opinion, which they think should be the verdict, but they're offering no evidence. And again, let me clarify this. They're looking to get something on record so it can proceed from that point. They're looking for a ruling from the courts so they can move forward. It's the same thing California just tried to do, ironically. You know, we reported that 2-3 weeks ago, where the state of California wants to sue the oil companies because they're responsible for climate change. Too many lawyers, not enough sense. To the firing squad, I say, up against the wall. Now, curiously, every time their core arguments are disproven, they change the narrative. And folks, remember how they changed the narrative on us already. It's global warming. Well, the good scientists got out the charts and the graphs, and they know how to read thermometers, and they know how to do that stuff. And they said, wait a minute. There's no evidence that the sea is warming up. There's no real evidence that the ice caps are melting. So, okay, just like these sleazy little scum-sucking bottom dwellers have done, they change their tact. So now it's climate change. I got news for you. Unless you're living on the moon, there's always going to be a climate change. It might be cold one day and it might be hot the next. You might be shivering and your knees knocking one day, and the next day you might be sweating your buns off. That's the nature of this planet. And good old Mother Earth, she's smart enough. She will fix her own problems one way or another. Not that global warming is one of those problems to be worked on. Now, the same could be said of this New York attorney, General Eric Schneiderman, who's changed the focus of the ExxonMobil investigation, as I said, at least three times. And every time, they keep changing the arguments. And after reading through millions of pages of internal company documents and pursuing every avenue, I mean everything available to them, Schneiderman and others still have not been able to find any evidence of wrongdoing or fraud. Now, meanwhile, the about-face by the CLF in the hearing prompted one ExxonMobil's lawyers to remark, and I'm quoting one of the lawyers here, "Something extraordinary happened here today." And even Judge Wolf commented that the CLF's argument was evolving and shrinking to a point where there was no longer about climate change, even though climate change supposedly was the focus of the organization's complaint. Indeed, the CLF has repeatedly made clear over the past year that its case was always primarily about climate change. The group's press releases announced its intent to sue was titled CLF sues ExxonMobil over decades-long climate deceit. Now, CLF's 70-page complaint mentions climate change 95 times, more often than it mentions pollution or the Clean Water Act. Now, by mid-afternoon, the judge had made it clear that he didn't want this to become the Scopes monkey trial of the 21st century, and expressed umbrage at the media attention the case had received. Once it became clear he wasn't going to allow the case to proceed with the climate change arguments intact, several people supporting the CLF left the courtroom. Well, they were smart. They knew it was over. The organization faces an uphill battle as it amends its complaint to focus on alleged harm to its members. And who the hell are they representing? Who the hell are they claiming are its membership? A bunch of scumsuckers that love Al Gore, and they just want money for nothing, and their chicks for free. Now, last year, the CLF received $250,000 from the Rockefeller Family Fund, and one of the groups bankrolling the hashtag ExxonNew effort. Now, the CLF president, Bradley Campbell, attended a secret meeting with other hashtag ExxonNew activists at the offices of the Rockefeller Family Fund in January of 2016, to hash out a plan to, among other things, establish in the public's mind that Exxon is a corrupt institution that has pushed humanity and all of creation toward climate chaos and grave harm. But you may not see it until 2050. we suspected it might happen. Now, that group itself discussed potential legal actions they could take against ExxonMobil, including working with state's attorneys general, they did, and DOJ, they tried, and torts, CLF announced its intent to sue shortly after the meeting. Well, guess what they did? They continued. Now, which of these has the best prospect for successful action? For getting discovery? For creating scandal? Do we know which offices may already be considering action and how we can best engage to convince them to proceed? Now, consistent with this campaign, the CLF group focused on priorities outlined in this memo. The group's lawyers made sure to request that any potential future discovery allow the inclusion of documents relating to climate change. They ain't got them now, and they ain't going to be forthcoming, but they want that little loophole just in case we can get somebody to lie good enough or get a group of people to lie and put their John Hancock in. Yep, that's the honest to God's truth. Well, then they want the ability to submit fraudulent documents, I should say, in the future. That's the way I read that. Now, Campbell with the CLF has a questionable history with ExxonMobil, having led an over-aggressive and flawed crusade against the company in 2002. In the case of Exxon, Mr. Campbell enlisted a firm out of Boulder, Colorado, called Stratus Consulting, to handle much of that work. And boy, did it deliver. Stratus Consultants never actually visited the sites in question, but based on their desktop research, concluded that Exxon should pay Mr. Campbell's office a penalty of about $8.9 billion. For spills, Stratus conceded it could neither identify nor date. Here's our phony evidence. You want to see it? Just trust us. It's there. But we can't prove it. But it's there. Now, Stratus Consulting is perhaps best known for its role in the fraudulent accusations against Chevron in Ecuador. The firm admitted it knew about attorney misconduct and that pollution claims made against Chevron had no scientific merit whatsoever. Undeterred? You gotta love these lawyers. They're just so persistent. Undeterred, Campbell's group repeated its flawed legal tactics in the courtroom yesterday, accusing ExxonMobil of committing hundreds of violations of the Clean Water Act at its Everett facility, a claim ExxonMobil's lawyers explain was factually inaccurate. CLF even hired the same contingency fee lawyer they used in 2002, a one Alan Canner, to argue the case in court yesterday. So we'll bring this guy back 15 years later that didn't do such a hot job back in 2002, and we're going to let him fall on his face. But don't worry, he's getting paid. Understand that this is not a contingency case. People are getting paid on this deal, folks. Now, the media has largely portrayed this as a first-of-its-kind case against companies who supposedly have failed to adequately prepare for the effects of climate change. But in the end, this judge narrowed the scope of the case so much that it's likely to slip quietly into obscurity. Well, it may, or they'll just go back and regroup and try a new lie. Now, folks, you remember concerned people going to the courts here in America? You know, to try to get remedy against some administrative state action, filing paperwork with the clerks of court. You remember that was they finally decided, well, this is just junk. This is just garbage. This has no merit. We're not going to accept the paperwork. The administration is saying that if you have an argument and you put it on paper and try to shove it across the desk for them to review and then act on, you don't get the chance to do that. It's without merit. But why is it that scurrilous little lawyers taking up a cause that doesn't exist, that something doesn't happen to them? Why is that? Stay tuned. We may never have the answer to that. Folks, the land of chaos and confusion. I don't know what state you live in, but we're in a state of chaos here. Now, on, you know, it's like I have two brains in my head. It's like Mr. Hyde is trying to shove Mr. Jekyll back in, or Mr. Jekyll is trying to shove Mr. Hyde aside. You know, casting a wary eye on the administrative state, and I live in a non-administrative state. Or is that a state of mind that I just want to be free? I'll let you know when I figure that out. Just so hard to come to a conclusion. And as I said yesterday, on yesterday's program, this Hillary Clinton thing, boy, this thing is being shoved to the side. Apparently, they're going to try to start going after the lawyers, rather, over the emails. You know, not whether Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation broke 93,000 laws and ripped everybody off from Santa Claus down to your two-year-old. No. We're not going to look at that. We're going to try to shift this case and go after the attorneys that acted in Mrs. Clinton's behalf. Isn't it fun being a lawyer? Isn't it doubly fun to be a victim of them? We're having such a good time.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the...
Well, things aren't exactly working out here for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's not me calling. I'm going to grab that. Get immunity for disturbing story that will destroy Wasserman Schultz. Representative Trent Franks, he's a Republican out of Arizona, hinted in an interview on Fox Business with host Lou Dobbs that there will be soon a significant news about former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, remember the backstory on it. She went after the Byrne, Dear Bernie, to destroy him, to clear the way for Hillary Clinton, that still didn't get, that nobody didn't, yeah, people didn't want her. Basically, that's what it is. Now, last week, news broke that Imran Awan's wife, Hini Alvi, struck a deal with federal prosecutors to return to the United States, where she currently faces charges of conspiracy and bank fraud. According to Zero Hedge, the deal with prosecutors mandates a return to the U.S. during the last week of September 2017, and it's structured so that she will not be arrested in front of her children. Here is the interview, the short interview, with Lou Dobbs.
What do you make of the deal with Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT's advisor's wife now ready to deal?
Well, Lou, I don't want to talk out of school here, but I think you're going to see some revelations that are going to be pretty profound. And the fact that this wife is coming back from Pakistan and is willing to face charges, as it were, I think there's a good chance that she's going to receive some type of immunity to tell a larger story here that's going to be pretty disturbing to the American people. And it's always ironic, you know, ironic to me that when you see these kinds of things happen, where you have someone that has nefarious or certainly not the best interest of America within the IT system of the United States Congress, and they're being paid by a member of Congress, it's really pretty frightening. I mean,
head of the Democratic National Committee, we might point out, who was forced out in disgrace.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I'm always amazed, you know, how the Democrats can talk about Russia so much. They couldn't find Russia on a map 20 years ago, and they didn't see the Soviets as even much of a threat to the world when they were our primary peer enemy. And yet, when all of a sudden that they see something that they might try to discredit this president with, then all of a sudden they find their tongue and find Russia.
And it's interesting how long it's taken to bring to ground these two people who obviously were... their conduct appears every bit criminal and every bit even treasonous, and certainly the complicity of an elected member of Congress makes it all the more troubling and fascinating to follow, which we all will be doing.
I'm sure the media will have a perfectly reasonable answer for everything that happened, but the truth is, I think I will just predict that this is going to be a very significant story, and people should fasten their seatbelts on this one.
Now, if you remember, Imran Awan was the guy that left a laptop in an office building for the feds to find that is going to cook Debbie Wasserman Schultz turkey, or goose, if you prefer. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. I'll take calls into the next hour, 800-313-9443. Got a lot of stuff to go over, and we will do that right after the top of the hour break. We must take the medical
bag. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells.
And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.